I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Hello, Gemma Yomis. It is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I'm gonna just jump right into this. So GT from somewhere in a field, which I appreciate. Feel free to always just send your initials or a pseudonym and a fake location. I have fun with that too. So GT writes, I feel like I need a whole new life transformation. Though I'm super into doing things for my soul, like meditating. I'm also a frequent cigarette smoker, chronic couch hugger, and avid TV binger. For the new year, I have been looking at the habits in my life that need to go and trying to create new habits that may help me out. So far, I've been cutting back smoking, which I'm proud of, and taking on more shifts so I don't stay at home as frequently. What habits have helped you in life? Ooh, thank you, GT, for this, and also for being honest with what you feel holds you back. You know, I too went through everything you shared. I mean, my morning routine, no joke, my morning routine used to be wake up in the morning, light a Marlboro Red, sit on the couch, and watch whatever was on E! Or on E! News before I had to head to class in my late teens to my early 20s. I had to have my Marlboro Red and some form of entertainment, mindless whatever in the morning. So I fully feel you on this, and that is not an easy habit to break out of. Especially smoking, to be honest, that was definitely the hardest. But honestly, for myself, I did wean off of cigarettes for a period of time till I decided to go cold turkey. My dad as well, he smoked cigarettes from the age of 13 to 55, and then he quit cold turkey on his 56th birthday in the year 2000. Both of us have never looked back. And so it's totally possible, for the record. But your question was, what habits have helped you in life? Well, I thought long and hard about what were some pieces of magical habits that I've implemented into my own life that have really helped me. And, you know, it seems that you already have one of them down, which is, yeah, meditating, obviously. Obviously, I'm going to say that, but meditating in any way that makes you want to do it. You know, I used to be very rigid. I had to do it at 5:30 a.m. for 30 minutes listening to this very specific one, which is great. And if you're on that track, you love your insight meditations, whatever it is, I love it. Keep it up. But for myself. After doing it rigidly for so long, I kind of lost interest and had a hard time getting back into it. Plus, something odd happened in a meditation. So I refrained from it for some time. And then I realized, like, ooh, something feels off. I need to get back into it. And I decided I'm going to do it while I do my red light therapy for 10 to 20 minutes in the morning. Or I'm going to go outside and take a breather, distractionless, no distractions, and just look around the world around me for a while. Or I'm going to stare at a candle for a period of time. And it usually ends up being around 10 minutes. And so I am now doing a meditation that lights me, that I look forward to, and not being so rigid about meditating, but finding moments to stop and to be present with the self and the soul and allow myself to, you know, just have that period of time for myself. And to be honest, when I listen to a guided meditation on loving and kindness or visualization, that really helps me too, taps me in. And there was a period of time when I was more rigid, I do love and value, and that might happen again one day, but just as the seasons change, so have I, and now I have to find ways that light me, that make me want to meditate, and because I know its benefits, and I know what happens when I don't meditate for a long time, so it's a very, 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 very valuable habit. So that habit is not just meditating, but doing it in a way that you look forward to. I must say as well, so I, at my heart and soul, am a yogi. I love yoga with every fiber of my being. It's probably my favorite hobby. But for a while now, I've developed something on my face whenever I do yoga. It's hard to describe. And it's, unfortunately, I had to take a break from it. And I figured it's the universe's way of telling me to go to a doctor to get that checked out. But also expand my horizon some. I mean, I used to love doing a variety of exercises on a daily basis till I mostly just did yoga. But lately I've been doing other ways of movement that light me, like my Peloton or strength training or Pilates. But as long as I do it for 15 minutes a day, I'm excited. And the funny thing is that I'll tell myself, because there's a lot of times I'm like, I don't want to work out. I don't want to dedicate a period of time, a window of time to move my body. And if I tell myself, just do this for at least 15 minutes a day, it's wild how I usually go beyond that. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. So this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products.
I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Another exercise I've been doing here in Utah is hiking, even snow hiking. My boyfriend and I have gone snowshoeing and also, of course, skiing. He lives right at a ski in, ski out, so we just go. We just walk out his door and go. It's awesome. There's no excuses, minus the fact that I sprained my ankle recently. But even with this ankle sprain, which, by the way, I kept falling on the hill because it hurt so much. So I'm going to avoid skiing for a bit, but even with this ankle sprain, I can move my body in other ways. And I've been finding ways to do it for at least 15 minutes, which I usually do go beyond that 15 minutes because I get so into it. But even if I just do the 15 minutes, I feel so good that I at least moved my body intentionally for 15 minutes a day. So one, meditating in a way that lights you. 2, moving your body at least 15 minutes a day. And 3, I am now eating fruit at least once a day in whatever form. So I used to eat fruit like it was my religion. Like how I was rigid with meditating, I was rigid about my fruit eating. I ate it like it was no one's business. It was my biggest craving. My taste buds were the happiest, eating a lot of fruit through the day. And then suddenly something shifted. It was weird how my taste buds became more savory, and I kind of was repulsed by fruit for a while. I went from one extreme to the other, and I didn't really even have a sweet tooth for a period of time when I was repulsed by fruit. But I noticed some odd things happening to my body too, and I knew one thing I needed was fruit again. I mean, fruit, the beauty and power of fruit goes beyond just getting your vitamins in, but it helps you reduce your blood cholesterol levels and lower risk of heart disease, which I'm not too worried about at this age. But you know, it also, that mother nature sugar, it energizes you. And it has been shown, research has shown that it helps prevent certain types of cancers. It helps boost antioxidants, which I love in my 30s, especially how it promotes synthesis of collagen and elastin fibers, and it improves skin elasticity and firmness, according to some journals, which is pretty great. Plus, let's not forget the power of vitamin C. I got sick many times this year and I'm over it. So, oh, and fiber. I love fiber for a variety of reasons. And so I really did tell myself a fruit a day keeps the doctor away. And it's a habit that just feels good, whether it's in a smoothie form or I have a full piece of fruit. I just know I need my fruit for my mind, my body, even my soul, and it's a simple habit that I can stick to daily, and it just feels so good. So, 1, meditating in a way that lights me. 2, move at least 15 minutes a day. And 3, I am now eating fruit at least once a day. And 4, I must say, decluttering is another habit I can easily clutter my space. So once every 2 months, I make sure to declutter and allow myself to breathe. And it's wild how much decluttering helps you in a variety of ways. And I believe that there's a lot of science behind it too. I'm not going to go into that because I didn't do the research, but I know for myself, there's a difference between organizing and decluttering. I do like to organize on pretty much a daily basis or just clean up. But decluttering, ooh, those bins and those boxes, I mean, they end up stacking up. So it's better to just get rid of things so you can breathe. I think that the more clutter you have, the more anxiety builds and the more negative thoughts in your mind build. I know people who are hoarders and I know they have a lot of anxieties and negative thoughts they deal with. I'm not saying it's the clutter, but I don't think the clutter helps. So whatever that is for you, maybe you're a minimalist, maybe you're a maximist. Most of us are honestly somewhere in between. I don't like having too little, but I don't like having too much. And so there's a meter, there's a threshold of the clutter that I can deal with. And so when I feel I'm overcluttered, which is about every 2 months, I'd say, I declutter. So you can say once a month or once every other 14th of that month, you will declutter and allow yourself to breathe. It's just a very simple habit that makes me feel a little more motivated, and it does help with anxiety. I truly do believe that, and it helps keep me focused and feel lighter. And then another thing, I think that's a theme for my 2024 as well, is like keeping it light, keeping it easy, keeping it simple. And so all of these things, instead of being rigid, I'm just kind of being very lenient and soft with it. And so meditating in a way that lights me, or moving just 15 minutes a day, maybe it'll be more. Eating that piece of fruit, it's going to be a simple thing. Decluttering every now and then, how simple is that? And then also a big one, writing not properly. In fact, I don't want it to be proper, totally improperly, totally colloquially, as I'm speaking to the universe, writing my thoughts down to the universe in a journal and just purging the energies out of my body and knowing that nobody's going to read it but the universe or my angels or my guides or whatever. And it's wild we're able to just let go of, move on from, forgive, and even shift or transmute when at least once a week you were just able to word vomit to the universe in your journal and let it out of your hands figuratively, and I'd even go as far as to say literally. So just word vomit to the universe. I think that is another very, very, very powerful habit. So thank you, GT, for this. I so appreciate this topic suggestion because I do feel like it will be helpful for others. I'd love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively. And so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. And then also maybe another thing that will help, and in a sense we can add to the habit list, but instead, you know, I'll just answer this question from Dana in Kentucky. Dana writes, I feel like I have an inner alarm that stops me from doing anything, like letting love in or even enjoying life with friends. And I know it's my anxiety that holds me back. And I know you also deal with anxiety. How do you shift this? Ooh, not only do I deal with anxiety, but also social anxiety. And I've had to shift a lot of those voices. And so when you find the blocks to connecting you with your inner self, I believe, or your higher power, I think that this is just a big sign that there is a disconnect and you're just detached from this piece of yourself in certain moments that trigger it, that trigger this anxiety-ridden voice. Being able to tune in, connect with yourself, love yourself in any moment that you feel anxious does help, but also being able to find out where the root source is, where this stems from. I know a lot of mine came from childhood, and I had to tell that child in those memories and in those moments that she's okay, that she's safe. And then in those moments that I get triggered, remind my human, I'm okay, I'm safe, it will be fine. What is the worst that can happen? Now, I get major anxiety on the ski lift. When I was about 15, I believe, I was with my cousin. I already had a fear of heights and a fear of lightning, and it was snowing, but we were on the lift and a big storm was coming, and suddenly the ski lift stopped and it felt like an hour. And I do think it was 45 minutes, so it felt like it took all day. We were stopped for a long, long time, too long, and there was a crazy blizzard. I think that's why they had to stop it. But also I saw lightning in the distance. I was really, really, really far from the ground. And you know, we're on a ski lift, just sitting on a chair in the air with metal surrounding me. I was not feeling good. In fact, that was very traumatic, and I didn't go skiing again until recently, when I decided to get a pass because my boyfriend's a skier. And I've been picking up skiing like it riding a bike, but I'm not that great at it compared to him. Anyway, that is a side note. All I'll say it is now every time I'm on a ski lift, I get this little panic of anxiety. I get a little anxious. I stay quiet. I keep it to myself because I don't want anybody else on the chairlift to feel this or to know what's going on. But I have to myself, I take a breath and I remind myself that I am fine. I am all right. I am safe. I also remind myself of the facts that 99.99% of people are always okay on chairlifts, that I survived a chairlift experience that was the worst experience you can ever think of on a chairlift, one of the worst, and I was fine. And so I'm going to be just fine. The weather's okay. I'm going to be just fine. They always stop the lifts. I even have to prepare my mind before I go on the lift. I'm like, they usually always stop the lifts. They usually always stop the lifts, but I'm safe. I'm okay. So, and then there's also this rule, the 3-3-3 rule for anxiety, which is identify 3 objects, 3 sounds in your surroundings, and then engage with 3 body parts. So I do that on the lift when it gets really bad, if we're like stopped on the lift or something. So this technique is commonly used informally to help people focus on grounding themselves during overwhelming anxiety. Name 3 things that you see. So I'll identify, I see a skier, I see a pine tree, I see a snowboard. And then identify 3 sounds you hear. I hear skis going down the slope. I hear the wind. I hear my boyfriend's ski suit as he's moving. And then moving or touching 3 things, such as limbs or an external object. So I'm touching my ski poles. I touch my glove with my other glove, and I touch my boyfriend's lap just to help ground me. And then this is a beautiful way to just ground you and remind yourself that you're okay, you're present. There's not a lot of formal research on the 3-3-3 rule's effectiveness. Many people actually still find it to be very helpful, and I'm one of them. So this 3-3-3 rule is something to keep in mind. And of course, it's not a replacement for professional help, but it's something for the moment to help you out. So, Dana, I hope this helps you answer your question and helps ground you in those moments that you need it, especially it helps shift that behavior or the thought pattern changes that you need shifted. So, Dana in Kentucky, thank you for this question. I hope this helps. So, sending my love to everyone listening. And if you haven't already, feel free to send in your rating and review to hello@yourownmagic.com, where I will be selecting someone at random to win some things from eyesofaspen.com, some magical goods. And also feel free to submit a topic to the topic box on our site, yourownmagic.com. And with that said, I hope you have a magical rest of your day. Jai Ma. Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.